Learning Tanya, the book by Delta Rebbe, a book by Delta Rebbe, founder of Chabad Hasidism. And this Tanya is actually the foundation of Chabad Hasidism. And we are basically in the beginning of chapter 2. We learned already a part of it, and we learned a note of Delta Rebbe, putting together different perspectives on if God is his knowledge, his not knowledge. Rambam says yes, and the Maharal of Prague says no. So, okay, we ended up with this idea of understanding that God and his knowledge are actually one. This is what the Rambam says, and the Alter Rebbe make clear in the note. Everybody agrees to this. You have to see exactly which level and which context each sage, so to speak, is talking about. But basically, everybody agrees to this idea that the Rambam brought. Why did the Alter Rebbe bring this idea over here? Because the Alter Rebbe is actually explaining the second soul, Nefesh HaShein, it's the second soul that the Jewish people have, so to speak, on top of the first soul described in the first chapter. The second soul, in this second soul, is like a son, like a child of God. And the Alter Rebbe went on, and he's going to continue with this in a few minutes, in a few lines, in the next page. The Alter Rebbe went on to explain, just as a son comes from the brain of his father, in the same way, every single soul of a Jew comes from, quote unquote, the brain of God, so to speak. God doesn't have a brain, God doesn't have a body, or anything like that, but we're using these as examples we can understand. In our own world, we know what a brain is, because hopefully we have a brain, so by understanding ourselves, we can understand God also. That actually comes from Eoif, and this is a recurrent subject in Hasidus and in Kabbalah also. Mibesaria Hazeleka, from my own flesh, I can understand godliness. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe was explaining that the Rambam says that God and his knowledge are one. So if a son comes from the knowledge, the brain, quote unquote, of God, so we are one with God. Basically, that's the point. So we'll start basically 8 lines from the bottom of the page. It says, Shehu Amada. So the Rambam says, Shehu Amada, he's quoting, the Alter Rebbe is quoting the Rambam. Shehu Amada, Vayedea, Chule, God is the knowledge, and he is the knower, he knows. And this thing, it's not possible for a human being to understand it clearly, completely, because of course we are limited human beings. We can be very smart, but we're still limited. And God is unlimited. So it's 2 different categories, completely categories. Kediksiv, as it's written, the Rambam continues saying, "Acheker lekatimze." Is it going to be that a person analyzes, wants to analyze God, and is going to find, like, are you going to understand? The answer is no. It's a rhetorical question. Uchsiv, and it's written also, because my thoughts are not like your thoughts, etc. This is, the Alter Rebbe end up quoting the Rambam. By saying this, the Alter Rebbe explained that our souls, the souls of the Jews, are projected from God's brain, Chochmeh, the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is one with him, with God. And again, he proved it from the Rambam. And now the Rebbe asks a question. This is very typical in Tanya in particular, but in general, many, many works, and Rashi also, they bring out a problem without actually explaining what the question is. They're just saying, and then suddenly they say, yeah, but we have this problem, and then this is the answer. Well, what was the question? I just saw the problem. I didn't understand the question. So the question over here is, wait a second. You have souls of Jews, and all the souls of all the Jews come from God's brain, so to speak. But we're not all the same. We're all different. And actually, you can see this in any father and mother. You can have many children. They're all different. Yeah, but it's the same father and same mother and different children. How come? Why? Same father, same mother, same different children. This is what the Alter Rebbe is asking over here. But wait a second. All the souls come from the same place, same level, but they're all different. We are all different. Again, let's go for the text. Even though there are thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, different levels in souls, gavoya me'al gavoya, one on top of the other, like higher level spiritual people, le'ein ketz, without limit, like, for instance, the greatness of the virtue of the souls of the forefathers and Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, on top of the souls of this generation. The Atreb is talking about his own generation. Of course, how much more so our generation, so many years later, like 250 years later. So if the forefathers were so high and the Alter Rebbe considered himself so low, ourselves, whoop, were lowest of the lowest. The souls of these generations are like Ikve Meshicha of the generation of the hills of Mashiach. We're so close to Mashiach. And of course, the forefathers and Moshe Rabbeinu were farther from Mashiach. Our souls are really like the hills of a body, compared to the brain and the head. Before moving on in the text, I think it's a very important concept to understand. The Alter Rebbe is not going to say it clearly, but it comes out of other Hasidic sources, and Kabbalah also talks about this quite a lot. In Judaism, we see many things, and I'll explain in a second, as a man. I mean, a man, and either a man, woman, doesn't make any difference. Just a human being. It's a human being. What do I mean? We see time as a man. We see souls as a man. We see the Jewish people as a man. What do I mean? Time. Let's go with time. A man has a head, and you go through the face and the eyes and the nose and so on, and you go to the heels from the top to the bottom. The head and the top of a man means the beginning, so to speak, of time. When God decided to create the world 5,000 and so on years ago. The heels of a man means the end, so to speak, quote unquote, of times. Time is never going to end. It's going to come Mashiach and speedily in our days and so on. But it means like today, so to speak, we stand in the bottom of this man. That means that in the beginning of time, the godly revelation in the world was much stronger than today. And you can compare this by looking at a man. Look at his head. Oh, yeah, you see in the face, if he's happy, if he's smart, if he's a fool, if he's sad, or whatever. Many things you see in the head. If you see the heels of a person, even if he's dead, you're not going to recognize that. You're not going to see that. Can be dead, and you don't recognize. So that means that godly revelation in these times, it's much lower than it used to be in ancient times. That's regarding time. And exactly the same thing happens with souls. We see the Jewish people as a koimo achas shleima. We're all one body. What does it mean, one body? Yeah, and it's actually what the Alter Rebbe is talking about over here. What does it mean, one body? It means that there are people in the whole history of humankind and Jewish people, there are people that wear the heads. Oh, yeah, the forefathers, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're really up there. And me? No, I'm really down there in the heels. We're the souls that are, you know, yeah, the last of the last and so on. And not just in the history of the Jewish people, this applies also within a person himself. There are higher levels of the soul which get revealed in the head, and lower levels of the soul which get revealed in the heels. This is what the Alter Rebbe is talking about over here. So we have souls. Okay, we have souls and different types of souls. Again, we're in the middle of a question. We said that all the souls come from the brain of God. Yeah, the godly revelation. Well, what a nice thing, but we're not all the same. You can't compare Avraham Avinu, the forefathers, Moshe Rabbeinu, to me, No, wait a second. You can't compare. No way. They were the brain. This is what the Alter Rebbe says. The brain and the head, and we are the heels. We are the heels. Bechein, furthermore, not just in a general story of the world, the history of humankind. Let's take just one generation. Let's take this generation. Even though we are the heels compared to the rest of the generations, but within the heels, there's the head of the heel and the heel of the heel. This is what the Rebbe says now. In every single generation, you have the heads of the thousands of the Jews, like the heads of the Jews, whatever, that their souls are the level of head and brain in comparison to the souls of the rest of the people, you know, the ignorance and so on. So you have within one generation the head of the generation and the heel of the generation. And this is not applying only to neshama, which really right now it doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter what it is, neshama or nefesh, ruach. The Alter Rebbe brings these words. I'm not going to explain because really it doesn't really matter what the difference is right now. The soul has actually five names: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. I'm not explaining this. Forget it. It's not that I don't want to explain. It's not to the point over here. So, the Alter Rebbe said neshamos. That's one level of the soul. Behind nefashos, the gav nefashos. The same thing happens with a lower level of the soul, nefesh. He called nefesh klula min nefesh ruach neshama. Because every single soul, like the word in general soul, is actually composed of nefesh ruach neshama. These three levels. In Kabbalah, in Zohar, in the works of the Arizal, it's explained over there. We start with the one level, the Nefesh, then we go to the Ruach, then we go to the Neshama. Okay, very nice. Which is not the point over here. The point over here is to understand that we have different levels of souls. And we can't compare ourselves to the sages of old times, like with Rashi, the Rambam. Forget it. You can't compare yourself with that. And you can't even compare yourself with the sages of your own generation, the great sages of our generation. So you have different souls. Mikol Makom, in any case, even though we're all different, Shoyresh kol ha-nefesh, ruach, neshama, kulam, the source of every single nefesh, ruach, neshama, soul, these levels of the soul, every one of them. Merosh kol ha-madreiga is atzov kol dargim, from the beginning of all the levels to the end of all the levels. It's interesting. When a person learns a little bit deeper, there are so many nuances in Tanya. If you see over here, it starts saying in Hebrew, kol ha-madreigos. Madreiga means in Hebrew level. And he ends up the phrase with Aramaic, dargim. Dargim is the same word, but in Aramaic. It's not that the Alter Rebbe didn't want to repeat the word, because it repeats so many words all around the Tanya. It's like, it's not a literature book. It's not that. The Alter Rebbe is alluding to something very deep. You have souls that are in a madrega, in Hebrew at least, something koidesh, something holy of them, holy language. And you have souls that are so low, they're not even called a madrega. It's a darga. It's in Aramaic. It's such a low thing. It's a very, very low thing. All of them, the source of all of them, even the lowest of the lowest, these low souls that are invested in the bodies of ignorant people, and Kal Shebekalim is like most simple of the simples, all of them, Nimshach Mimoyach HaElyon, it's projected from the supreme brain of God. They all come from the same place. Which is the wisdom, the higher wisdom of God, so to speak. And still, we continue with the question. He didn't answer the question. Like you said, yeah, there are many different types of souls. How come they all come from the same place? And he answered, yeah, you're right. Many types of souls, and they all come from the same place. So explain to me why. He's going to explain in a minute. Again, all of them, all of the souls are projected from this supernal wisdom of God. Like the example of a son that is projected from the brain of the father, as we explained in the previous class. In the case of a son, we're going back to the model of the son and the father. In the case of the son, even the nails of the feet, nisavu mitipa zumamesh. They were created from this drop of the father. Every single part of the body, even the most insignificant parts of the body. How does it come? How do you get from something very deep, very subtle, like the brain of the father, and ends up being tzipornayim, the nails of the feet, not even from the hands, of the feet. How come from one level to another? How do you go? So again, if we're learning from the example of a son and a father, there's something more between, so to speak, the son and the father in order to become a son. What is there? The mother. Don't forget about the mother. You need the mother to produce a son. It's not just the father. It's okay. What happens in the mother? Alter explains. Al yedei shehiyosa tisha chadoshim bebet na'em. Through the fact that this drop of the father stands, it stands for 9 months in the beten, in the, how do you call the beten, the belly, whatever, of the mother. Veyarda mimadrega lemadrega, and comes down this drop from one level to another level. Leishtanois uleisavis mimena tzipornai, to change. This drop starts changing like a fetus. That's what he's talking about. Changes from one level to another level in order to create, even from this drop, even tzipornayim, even nails. Vinkol zeh, even so, that this drop changed so much, and from something very subtle and very elevated became something so low. Oidenna keshura umeyuchedes beichud nifla ve'atzum. It is still tied, it is still united, so to speak, with a fantastic, marvelous union and very strong union to its own essence. Mahusa and Atzmusa is two words that actually mean basically essence. So again, the Tzipornaim, this nails are still connected to the father. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Even though the son got separated and now it's a drop in the belly of the mother, there's still a connection to the father. Sheisatipas moyachaab. This, again, the source of these nails originally was the drop that the father put into the mother. Begam achshav beben. And even now, in the son, the life of the nails, why do the nails grow actually? Their livelihood comes from the brain in the head. So again, we're replicating this example of a man all around the place. I spoke about time. The Alter Rebbe doesn't talk about time over here. The Alter Rebbe talks about souls. Every single person in the whole history of the world comes from one soul, from one place of this man. Some are heads, some are arms, some are feet, and so on. And then he replicated the same thing, explaining the souls of the Jewish people. We come from the brain of God, and we're all different because we actually belong to one, again, one body, so to speak, of all the souls of the Jews, just the Jews. Forget about the whole story of the whole, no, just the Jews. And he again said, compare, you have the whole story of the Jewish people, forefathers on one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu with the forefathers, and me on the other hand, low down there. And then he said, the same thing happens with the father and the son. The father is the brain, and the son, it's a drop that contains all in potential, all the parts of the son that is developed by the mother for 9 months. Okay, and now there's within the son himself, he also has a brain, and his nails grow from his own brain. Same thing happens in one person also. Kedisa Begamara, and the Alter Rebbe wants to bring a proof to what he said. The Talmud says in Nida, whatever, it's tractated in Talmud, Luven Shememeno Gidim Atzamois, the white parts that the father puts for the creation of a son, from that white parts, the Gidim are the nerves, and the bones, and the nails are created. And then the Alter Rebbe says, this is also brought down in Kabbalah. It's not just a Talmud thing. As it's written in Etz Chaim, a book of Kabbalah by the Arizal, by the students of the Arizal, Levushim Shel Adam HaRishon Began Eden. When he's talking about the secret, Kabbalah, whatever, of the garments of the first man in Gan Eden, in the paradise. Shayu Tzipornayim, Rechinas Moyach Tvuna. Those garments were actually nails that came from a brain of understanding. I'm not going to explain because it's not really important. The point is that the nails are connected to the brain. And the truth is, nowadays, with a little bit of more of medicine, everything is connected to the brain. We know that. If the brain doesn't work, nothing else works. It could be conscious or unconscious, doesn't really matter, but still the brain, still the nervous system. Okay, so now we understand one more detail. We didn't finish, of course, but we understand one more detail. Over here, we have a very lofty level, spiritual level of the brain of the father, which is, so to speak, me as a father to my children, and is God as a father to every single Jew. That's what Alter Rebbe is saying. So we have the brain of a father, very lofty level, and then we have the children, even the nails of the children, very low level, and everything is connected. Everything is connected. And in the middle, there's a mother over here developing something, 9 months. All right. How is it useful to explain why do we have different souls? If we all come from the same place, same question. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain. Same thing happens literally, so to speak. In the source of all the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, these three levels of soul, whatever, of the Jewish people in general, above. When they come down, level after level, through a chain of worlds, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain this chain of worlds, chapter 36, 37, so I'm not explaining everything right now, because it's not important right now. The point is that there are many, many levels through which each soul comes down from the source up to the point that is invested into a human being. And then the Alter Rebbe says, Abia, which means Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, four names, four levels, four worlds. It doesn't matter what they are right now. But we come from Chochmasa Yisbarach, from his wisdom, blessed be he, Kediksiv, as it's written, Kulam Bechochmasisa. You, God, created everything with your wisdom. That this is the same verse quoted in the note we learned in the last class. So we all come from God's wisdom. From that, nisavu mimenu nefesh ruach neshama shelamei haaretz upchusei haerech. From that level gets created the nefesh ruach neshama, these three levels of the soul, from the most ignorant and low level people in the Jewish people. The Jewish nation, being kolzeh, and even so, oydenna kshures meyuchados beyichud nifla beatzum bemahusam beatzmusam arishon. Even so, they are so low, like the nails. They are so low. They're still united, just like the nail is united to the brain. They're still united and together in a wondrous way, in a very strong way, with their first essence. What's the essence of their soul, even though they're so low? Shehi amshachas choch meiloi, which is the projection of godly wisdom. Now, before moving on in the next three lines, the Alter Rebbe with this ended up explaining why we have different souls. It doesn't mean, I'll explain in a second, doesn't mean that we understand exactly why each soul is the way it is. No. But it's the same way, I think, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a, very far from that, but it's the same way we have like mother cells today. We know this idea of a mother cell. What does that mean? It's a cell that could take any shape. It could be kidney, it could be liver, it could be eyes, it could be nose, whatever. And somehow, at some point of development in the mother's womb, this cell decides to be liver, and the other one decides to be, I don't know, eyes, and so on. Exactly the same thing happens with the souls. Because we have forefathers, very lofty level souls, and we have ignorant people, lower level souls. So again, why each one becomes what whatever it becomes, I don't know. And the Alter Rebbe didn't say why. The Alter Rebbe just said, why don't you look at a baby? In the womb's mother, the baby gets developed. And it, there are different parts to the baby. There's a head, there's arms, and there's a body, and there's legs, and so on. The same thing happens with the souls of the Jewish people. We're all one big body, and we are all different. Yeah, but we come from the same place. Yes, but the descent, level after level, affects each soul in a different way, and it becomes something else in a different level. Some high, some low. And the Alter Rebbe again brought this example in general in history, the Jewish people at a general way, the forefathers and me. And then he brought this example between a father and a son, with the mother, of course, this developing this. And then he brought the example within the son himself. And then he brought the example within one generation also. And this is what he's going to end up right now saying. Because the nurturing and the livelihood of the these three levels, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, whatever they mean, of the most ignorant people, it comes from the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, these three levels of the soul, of the righteous people and the wise people, they are the heads of the Jewish people in their generations. Interestingly, if you see the last three words, Rosh Bnei Israel, then it says Bedoyrim. Rosh Bnei Israel is actually three letters in the beginning of each word, Rebbe. Rosh Bnei Israel, that's what a Rebbe means. So a Rebbe, what's a Rebbe? Is the head of the Jewish people in that generation. Oh, in the previous generation there was another Rebbe. Yeah, you're right. Each generation has its own Rebbe, his own Rosh Bnei Israel, the head of a Jewish people in that generation. So, just as the brain manages the whole body, even the lower parts of the body, the same way the tzaddikim, the righteous people, the rebbeim, whatever you want to call them, of a generation manage the souls of every single generation. That doesn't mean that they were like toys of the Rebbe. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying our life comes from there, just as the life of the nails comes from the brain. And again, going back, all of this page was answering the question he asked actually in the end of the previous page. How come we're all different? Look at a baby. Has different types of cells and still comes from the same place because there's a descent, there's a development, and that development affects each soul in a different way. Why? God knows why. Each soul becomes what? God knows why. I don't know why. The Alter Rebbe doesn't say why, but that's the point. We're all one body, different souls, different levels.